This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musuwe muvhuro zvita 22/2014 makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyero yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Vakadzingwa basa kuva mutevedzeri wegurukota rezvemutemo vaFortune Chasi vanoti vacharamba vari nhengo yezano PF. Mapurisa anoti mudzima yakabviswa mbatya nemahwindi muHarare anofanirwa kunomhangara kumapurisa kuti akwanise kusunga vana hwindi ava.
Zuva ranhasi reunita kodi rakakoshesesa kana vanhu vachiziva kuti chakaita kuti zuva iri rivepo chii. Zuva ranhasi ndo rinodzara peace tranquility yatinayo muno muZimbabwe. Mukakombeya nyika yedu inoyi nedzimwe nyika dzine mvonga mupopoto, it is because of that unit accord. Saka izuva rinokurudzirwa kuti munhu woga woga even
Zimbabwe yocherechedza zuva rekubatana kwezano PF nePF zapo kana kuti Unity Day. Iyi ndiye mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vaimbo vamutevedzeri wegurukota rezvemitemo vaFortune Chasi ava vakadzingwa basa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanoti vacharamba vari nhengo yezano PF uye vanotambira zvavo kumiswa basa. VaMugabe nemusi wesvondo vakadzinga mamwe makurukota maviri uye vatevedzeri vemakurukota vashanu. Vakadzingwa igurukota muhofisi memutungamiri wenyika amai Flora Buka, gurukota muhofisi yemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaSylvester Nguni, nevatevedzeri vemakurukota vakadzingwa vanoti amai Petronella Kagonye, vatendai Savano, vatongai Muzenda pamwe naDr. Paul Chimedza. Vanhu ava vanonzi vari kutsigira vakadzingwa basa rekuve mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru. Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata vachase kuti tinzwe nezvekumiswa kwavo basa.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
Ndine mutori wenyu wenhau Reda Moyo ndinokushuvirai.
Ndingati akasvika kumatu masikati nezuro ndanga ndisiri pamba.
Akauya netsamba ndiani?
Ndina kunyatsoziva kuti ndiani asi nda kangodziva kuti yabva kuofisi yemukuru wenyika.
Tichitarisa zvikonzero zviri kupiwa kuti munzi mamiswa basa, muri kugutsikana nazvo here?
Ndofunga ndingangoti Blessing pandaka appointwa kuita deputy minister handina kupiwa mareasons ekunzi ndaappointirwa kuti chii, asi ndakangotora kuti chiratidzo chokuti mukuru wenyika anga nechivimbo chekuti ndinokwanisa kuita basa remutsigiri wegurukota rinoona nezvemitemo muhurumende yeZimbabwe. Saka handifunga kuti ndine kodzero yekuti ndinge ndichida kucherechedza kana kubvunzurudza kuti sei ndabviswa. Maongorero andaita sezvo ndiri gweta ndoziva kuti mitemo wakataurwa mutsamba, section yakataurwa mutsamba imomo inopa purezidendi mvumo yekukubvisa, and time yako yekushanda mugovernment as deputy minister inenge yaguma kana vangodecida kuti zvakwana, kana vauda kuita restructure government, and hapana chiitwa apa. Zvinhu zvinogara zvichiitika kunyika dzakawanda, mumagovernment akawanda kana mumakambani vanhu vanochinjwa chinjwa. Saka pandaka pinda zvinhu zvandaita kuti zvinokwanisa kuitika anytime.
Asi pane mashoko akambotaurwa namai Mugabe kuti vainge vanzwa kuti vachasi ndivo vari kuvakanganisa kuita mamwe mabasa avo kumazove zvine chekuita nepavanochengetera nherera. Makambogara pasi here mukataura navo nezvenyaya iyi?
Handina kukwanisa kuita izvozvo, zvakare handina kunge ndakatsvaga kuti ndinge ndichiita izvozvo semunhu anga ndichingoo kubasa rehurumende. Ndaangotarisa kuti vakuru vangu vakandipa basa kana vachifara nemashandiro andinenge ndichiita, vanenge vachingoonawo zvandinenge ndichiita.
Vanga vari vaimbove mutevedzeri wegurukotaro zvemitemo vaFortune Chasi vari parunare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7 vari muHarare.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
Dini mutori wenyu wenhau Reda Moyo ndinokushuvirai zororo yeChristmas chene negore dzvari nemufaro uye runyararo.
Next year all our troubles will be miles away.
Ini ndini Ivan Chifera ndichiti muve nezoro reChristmas negore dzvarakanaka. Mwari ngavakukomborerei panguva ino nemisi isingaperi.
Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all...
Mutauriro wemapurisa Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati vanoti mapurisa ari kuferefeta zvakasimba nyaya yemumwe mudzimai akabvarirwa mbatya nekushungurudzwa nevamwe vanahwindi muHarare. Nyaya iyi inonzi yakatsamwisa vanhu vakawanda munyika. Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata Chief Superintendent Nyati.
Blessing, semapurisa taakuziva pakaitikira chiitiko ichi. Taakuziva motikari dzacho dziripo pakati penyaya iyo. Taakuziva vanhu vakazviita nevaridzi vemotikari. Chasara ndechekuti kuti tichisunga vanhu ava, taakuda kuti musikana uyu auye atipe statement. Akatipa statement, nyaya yakuchienda kumatare kuti vanhu ivava vawane mutongo wakafanira kuti vasazviite zvekare, uyezve chive chidzidzo kune vamwe vasingaremekedzi kodzero dzevanhu vechikadzi.
Ko kuri kuti musikana uyu haana kukwanisa kuuya, Chief Superintendent Nyati, zvinoreva kuti mhosva iyi yaora here?
Hatisi kudaro. Asika nyaya inosimbiswa kana iye akauya, akabuda pachena akatipa statement inobatsirawo vanotonga mhosva kuti nyaya inyatsojeka pachena.
Pane ati asungwa here kusvika pari zvino?
Iko zvine izvi nyaya pachena. Chasara chete ndechekuti musikana akangotaura nesu takutosunga vanhu.
Ndeapi mashoko amungadewo kupa ruzhinji rweZimbabwe rungadai rwakateerera kana kuti paine vamwe vanenge vachifunga nyaya idzodzi dzekuti madzimai akapfeka zvavanenge vakapfeka vanotora mutemo woisa mumaoko mavo votanga kuvashungurudza?
Toda kupa yambiro, ndinoda kudzokorora, toda kupa yambiro. Yambiro yakasimbarara kuno uyo nouyo achabatwa mukati medhorobha ringave reHarare, reGweru, reBuruwayo, rekwaMutare, achimhura vasikana, achimhura madzimai vanenge vakapfeka mbatya dzavo. Munhu wese ane mbatya, ane kodzero rekupfeka mbatya dzake dzakanaka. Ukoona pamufananidzo iwowo mwana iye anga akapfeka mbatya dzakanaka zvisina kana chakaipa pazviri. Saka kune varume vese vanomwa zvokudhaka, vanoputa zvinhu zvokudhaka, vanoda kuonererwa, tichavaranga zvavakaomarara nokumeka shuwa kuti vapinda vamatare, uyezve totaura nevematare vapuwe mutongo wakwaomarara.
Vanga vari mutauriri wemapurisa Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Tichiri panyaya iyi, sangano reKatswe Sisterhood iro rinomirira kodzero dzemadzimai riri kukurudzira mapurisa kuti vasunge nekuranga vanhu vakashungurudza mudzimai uyu. Sangano iri rakabatana nemamwe masangano vakapinda mumugwagwa muna Gumi Guru vachishora zvikuru sei mahwindi avanoti vaonesa vanhukadzi namo muHarare. Marvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 aitawo hurukuro nemukuru wesangano iri, Muzvare Talent Juma, kuti tinzwe zvizere nezvenyaya iyi.
Isusi sanga nirunori rakotiroti madzimai nevasikana. Tirikuti zvakaitika zvekushungurudzwa nekuharaswa kwemusikana kuna 4th Street muHarare. Zvinhu zvinofanira kuti zvitomira izvozvo uye tinokurudzira mapurisa kuti aite nepavanogona kuti mahooligans yaya ari kutarisisa vasikana nemadzimai kufamba zvakanaka mumigwagwa nemumadhorobha kuti ngavasungwe dai vabatwa vasungwa. Pari zvino tiri kutoedza kushanda nemapurisa zvakanyanya tichishandisa footage yatakawana iri pavhidhiyo kuti mapictures maimages aripo akwaniswe kuprintwa zvigobatsira pamainvestigations.
Tinoonawozve kuti veruzhinji vari kukurudzira kuti musikana uyu akange ari pamufananidzo iyi awanikwe iye achienda kumapurisa. Imi makwanisa kumuwana here?
Pari zvino hatata kwanisa kumuwana, asi tichingokurudzira kuti kana aripo achinzwa meseji ino atifonere kukato sisterhood, nekuti varipo vazhinji vanosanganisira magweta uye nekumapurisa vari kukurudzira zvikuru kuti dai auya aripota nyaya yake so that anowana help kunze kwekuti amirirwe nemagweta kukoti. Pane zvimwe zvakare zvatinofungidzira kuti zvingamubatsira sekuwana counseling. Tine vatinoshanda navo vari kuofa macounseling services, nekuti tinoziva kuti kushungurudzwa kwakaita zvinokwanisa kunge zvakatomutraumatiza zvakanyanya uye zvingatomuafecta self esteem yake semwana achiri kura. Saka toda kuti anzwisise kuti haisi mhosva yake kuti akashungurudzwa. Tinotoziva kuti akatobhuliwa ivictim yeviolence, naizvozvo tamira naye semasangano anorwira kodzero dzemadzimai nevasikana.
Pane zvamunokurudzirawo veruzhinji here vakaona zvakadai zvichiitika zvekushungurudzwa nyaya ikoko kwatinoti kuya materminus kunokwirwa michovha, vanofanira kuita sei?
Pari zvino tiri sekato sisterhood tiri kuita chirongwa chekuparura toll free line yekuti vanokwanisa kungotisendera please call me back message manumbers atechazomasivisa munguva inotevera. Tonzwa kuti zviri kuitika papi, kutira kuti mapurisa akasike asvika panzvimbo kuitira kuti vanenge varipo maperpetrators vabve vatobatwa nguva ichiripo.
Vanga vari muzvare Talent Jumo, wanove mutungamiri wesangano reCasque Sisterhood, vaichitaura vari parunare naMavlas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari muHarare. Apo veruzhinji munyika kunyanya vechidiki vari kurarama upenyu hwakaoma nekuda kwekushayikwa kwemabasa, mumwe musikana ave kuita mukurumbira wekukwanisa kuzviraramisa nekuda kwebasa raanoita rekugadzira mbatya zvinozivikanwa muchirungu kunzi fashion designing. Mutoro wedu wenhau Taura Ishava anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Muzvare Klesby Nyashanutswe musikana ane makore 25 ekuberekwa. Paakapedza zvidzidzo zvake zvepamusoro zvesociology mugore ra2012, Muzvare Nhutsve haana kumboita shungu dzekutsvaga basa. Muzvare Nhutsve anoti akakura achifarira uye achigona zvekusona pamwe chete nekunyora mifananidzo kana kuti still life drawing. Anotiwo paakapedza zvidzidzo zvake pane kuti atsvage basa, akaona zvakamunakira kuti ashandise chipo chake kuti awane raramo.
Ndakadzidza kuAfrica University, ndakadzidza degree sociology ne psychology, ndagraduata muna 2012, asi ndakafunga kuti ndoda kuita basa remaoko nokuti ndaida kuzvishandira kwete kushandira umwe munhu, ende ndoo zvinhu zvinondiitisa kuti ndigofara ndiri mubasa mangu.
Mushure mekuzvidzidzisa kwemwedzi miviri achiverenga pamwe nekuona zvinoitwa nevamwe mukugadzira hembe kana kuti fashion designing, Muzvare Nhutsve akatanga kuita basa iri pakati pegore ra2013. Anogadzira mbatya dzake ari mumusha weAvondale muHarare pasi pezita rekuti Nhembe Aleth. Zita iri rinobva pamubatanidzwa wemazwi maviri anoti nhembe, rinove izwi rechishona rinoreva hembe dzaipfekwa nevanhu vechishona makare kare, pamwe neizwi rekuti Aleth rinobva mumutauro wechirudzi cheDinga chekuSouth Sudan richireva mbatya.
Chandingotaura ndechekuti kubva kunhembe kuenda kuhembe. Nyangwe zvedu takainfluenswa tichiri kurangarira kwatikabva tiri zvatiri, nyangwe zvedu tisingasapfeki sezvataimboita kudhara.
Chinouya mupfungwa dzevanhu vakawanda kana vakanzwa zvefashion designing inyaya yembatya dzinobuda dzakapfekwa nevasikana vanenge vachidzishambadza paterevhizheni kana mumabhuku anoshambadza mbatya. Vanhu vakawanda vane maonero ekuti mbatya idzi hadzizi dzekuti munhu angapfeka agokwanisa kufamba paruzhinji. Kunyange hazvo achiti anotora mucherechedzo kubva kuna Carolina Herrera, uyo anove mumwe wevagadziri vembatya vane mukurumbira pasi rose. Muzvare nhutsva anoti hanyanyotedzera zvinoitika mukugadzirwa kwembatya nevamwe vagadziri pasi rose.
Tinogadzira hembe dzekupfeka munhu achienda kubasa uye hembe dzemaZambia, asi dziri dzechimanje manje.
Sikana uyu anogadzira mbatya dzevanhukadzi nevanhurume vechidiki. Anoti akaona zvakamunakira kuti anangane nevanhu vezera iri, sezvo varivo vanowanzoita zvenhange mutange munyaya dzezvemucheno.
Inini mukudizaina hembe kwandinoita, ndinodizainira zvikuru sei vari kumayunivhesiti nevachangobva kutanga kushanda.
Kunyange hazvo achibvuma kuti veruzhinji vari kuomerwa neupenyu, muzvare nhutsva anoti kuve fashion designer ibasa rinogona kuita kuti munhu awane raramo yakanaka munyika. Asi anoti izvo zvinoitika chete kana munhu achiita basa rake nemazvo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Taurai Shava.
Kagukushera zvakawanda gore rino ra 2014 as pa Studio 7 tinongoti ngatipembere kuti nyadenga vatigonesa. Hei unoyumukana wekukwazisa hama neshamwari pazororo rino rekisimusi negoredzva. Tumirai matext messages kuWhatsApp kunamba dzinoti 1-202-465-0318, namba zvakare 1-202-465-0318, nekustudio7news.com. Munogona zvakare kusiya audio message pa WhatsApp muchitiudza zviri kuitika munharaunda dzenyu apo muri kufarira zororo rino. Musakanganweka kutumira kwaziso dzenyu. Studio 7 ndeyenyu.
Nguva yezororo rekisimusi negoredzva inguva yekufara kwemhuri, hama neshamwari vachipemberera kuzvarwa kwaJesu. Asi gore rino veruzhinji munyika vanoti nekuda kwekushaya mari nekuoma kwakaita zvino munyika munyaya dzoupfumi havakwanisi kuita mhemberero idzi. Mutoro wedu wenhau Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Itariro yemunhu wese kufara nehama neshamwari pazororo rekrisimasi negoredzva, asi izvi hazvisi kuzoitika kumuruzhinji dzemuZimbabwe sezvo dziri kushaya mari nekuda kwekuoma kwakaita zvinhu munyaya dzeupfumi. Makambani akawanda ari kuvhara uye mamwe ari kutadza kubhadhara vashandi vavo nenguva izvo zvave kuomesera vashandi nemhuri dzavo. VaWakefield Mulilo vanoti krisimasi yavo ichange yakangofanana nerimwe zuva nekuti havana kana mari yekutumira vabereki vavo kumusha.
Krisimasi yegore yakatooma hamusana pekuti keshi yacho chaishaya vanhu vaoma havana hatitorina. Saka kana wada kuronga jeni yekuti woende kumusha umbonoona vamwe kumusha ana muchemberi hauna kana chekuendesa kumusha kwacho, saka unotongopedzisira wagara kunomwe. Ivo vanenge vachitotarisawo vachiti vanhu vari kuHarare vatirasa, asingazivi kuti atoroma hani iwo kana yacho yebhazi yekuti usvika ikoko hauna.
Vakambotungamira sangano rinomirira vadzidzi vemuzvikoro zvepamusoro reZimbabwe National Students Union vaClever Bere vauza Studio 7 kuti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichioma munyika uye huwandu hwevanenge vachiita mafijongo huri kuramba huchidzikira.
Krismas tichangotiwo vanonamata vanochangowanikwa vachienda kudzisvondo, asi kuti tichati Krismas yekudhara yekuti vanhu vaiungana vachidya vachipembera semhuri neshamwari, gore rino zvinenge zviri kudzokera kuya kwemakore ekuoma ekuti munhu aingozvionera pachake ari ega, ndokwatinenge taakudzokera.
Vatiwo kunyange hazvo iri nguva inotarisirwa vashandi kunge vachizorora, izvi havaoni zvichiitika gore rino sezvo vanhu vakawanda vave kuzvishandira pachavo. Munyori muchikamu chevadiki musangano revashandi reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions vaGodfrey Chitova Mutimba vanoti zvinosuwisa kuti kupera kwegore rino vanhu vachatadza kuita mhemberero dzekrisimasi nekuda kwekushaya mari, asi paine vashoma vari kudya vachiguta. Vati vashandi vakawanda havasi kubhadharwa, vamwe vari kudzingwa mabasa, nekudaro havakwanisi kupemberera nemhuri dzavo panguva ino.
Kune vanhu vashoma vari muutongo vari kuba mari dzevanhu vashandi nevamwe vanhu vasina chavanokwanisa kuti vawane papundutso yavo vasina chekudya. Ndinoti kuvanhu veZimbabwe munoti chiine kuti vanhu vashoma shoma vodya vachiguta, asi vopembera Christmas vachifara zvineudzamu asi ruzhinji runyika rusina kana chekunonga vachinonga sozvine muromo.
Mumwe mushandi pane imwe kambani inogadzira mishonga yekurapisa vanhu yeSegment uyo aramba kudomwa nezita auze Studio 7 kuti vave nemwedzi yakawanda vasingatambire uye vakangopiwa madhora makumi manomwe chete pamushandi mumwe uye mari iyi haitombokwani kubhadhara zvese zvinodiwa vasati vatombofunga zvekisimusi. Vamwewo vakaita samuzvari Caroline Chibwa vanodzidza pachikoro cheNational University of Science and Technology kuBulawayo vanoti kunyange hazvo zvinhu zvange zvakaoma gore rino vanotarisira kuti remangwana richange rakanaka. Vari Kim Konza vanodzidzisa zvidzidzo zvekutungamira mabhizimisi nemabasa pachikoro cheTswane University of Technology kuSouth Africa uye vakatoya kumusha kuzororo Christmas vanoti vanovimba kuti vanhu vese vachakwanisa kuwanawo cheuviri pazororo rino. Upfumi hweZimbabwe huri kuramba huchidzikira kubva muna 2000 izvo zvave kuita kuti veruzhinji munyika vaomerwe neupenyu uyewo hurumende iri kutadza kugadzisa nyaya dzeupfumi kunyange hazvo yainge yavimbisa kuti ichaumba mabasa mamiriyoni maviri pasarudzo dzegore rapfuura. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Sangano revashandi reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions kana kuti ZCTU rinoti rinoshamiswa zvikuru nemashoko ari kubuda mudzinau ekuti dare remakurukota rakawirirana kuti mitemo yemabasa ivandudzwe kuitira kuti nhaurirano dzemihoro dzibvumidzwe kutarisa kuti mushandi ari kuburitsa chii pabasa. Sangano renhau reziyana rinoti gurukota rezvemaindastry vaMike Bima vazivisa kuti mitemo yemabasa ichavandudzwa kuitira kuti nhaurirano dzemihoro dziitirwe kumakambani kuitira kuti mihoro inenge ichiwiriranwa ive mihoro yechokwadi inofambirana nezviri kuburitswa nekambani iyi. Pari zvino hurukuro dzemihoro pakati pevashandi nevashandirwi dziri kuitwa pachitariswa Poverty Data Line, danho rinonzi nevamwe vashandirwi rinovaremera sezvo makambani avo asiri kukwanisa kugadzira zvinoburitsa mari dzinenge dzichidiwa nevashandi. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kubata vaBima kuti tinzwe nezvenyaya iyi, asi tabata munyori mukuru weZCTU vaJafet Moyo.
Zvataverenga kumapepa haisirizvo zvataateverana. Patakaongorora nyaya yekugadzirira mitemo yekushanda nekushandirwa, hatina kutenderana kuti mawages kana kuti masalaries anenge achibheswa paproduction. Takati panoongorora upenyu hwevanhu nemhuri dzavo, the welfare of the worker and their family, ndizvo zvatatenderana. Tinenge tisingawirirani nezviri kubuda kumapepa. Tanyorera hurumende tichibvunza kuti zviri kubuda izvi ndizvo here, sezvo isiri nyaya yakabuda paTNF patakagara pasi tichigadzirira the labor law reform. Saka inyaya iri kutinesa sevashandi, patiri kunzwa kuti masalaries anenge akutotarisirwa kuti ategwe paproduction. Muno muZimbabwe production iri pasi, zvinoreva kuti masalaries angangoderedza, angangodzokera pasi, kana kuti tingaona vanhu vachigurirwa mari nekuenderana nekuti chii chiri kuproduswa kumafactories.
Imi manga mapindurwa here nehurumende mushure mekunge mainyorera?
Gwaro rakabuda kuTNF rakaenda kucabinet. Richibva kucabinet rinofanira kuenda kuAttorney General's office kuti vabudise bill. Saka zvezvino zvatakatarisira kuti tichaona kana bill rabuda kuti AG's office inenge yacapture kana yatora zvatataura isisi kuisa palegal language pamutemo zvinenge zvichibuda zvakamira sei. Sinzi kutaura izvi hazvina kucommunicatewa kuvashandi vese vachimirira neZCTU nevamwe kuti ndizvo zvaapprova kana kuti zvatakatenderana kuTNF tachinja, hatisati tataurirwa.
Munyori mukuru weZCTU vaJafet Moyo vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Nhasi nyika yacherechedza makore makumi maviri nemanomwe ekubatana kwevana veZimbabwe zvichitevera chibvumirano chakanyoreranwa pakati peZANU PF nePF ZAPU musi wa22 Zvita mugore ra1987. Chibvumirano ichi chakakwanisa kupedza kusagadzikana kwakanga kwapinda munyika kubva panguva iyo yakawana kuzvitonga kuzere. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Tabata nengwe Zano PF vagadzira chirumhanzu pamwe nemumwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vari kudivi reZapu vaMax Mukandla. Tatanga nekubvunza vachirumhanzu kuti vanoona sei nezvezuva iri.
Zuva ranhasi reUnity Accord rakakoshesesa kana vanhu vachiziva kuti chakaita kuti zuva iri rive pochii. Zuva ranhasi ndo rinodzvara peace, tranquility yatinayo muno muZimbabwe. Mukakombeya nyika yedu inei nedzimwe nyika dzine mvonga mupopoto, it is because of that Unity Accord. Saka izuva rinokurudzirwa kuti munhu woga woga, even nemhuka dzedu, musi wanhasi chaiwo chadziyanane dzinyatsokuziva kuti zvinomboreva chii. Nokuti kana nyika isina runyararo, zvazvinoreva ndezvokuti ihondo.
VaMukandla, munoti nezuva ranhasi reUnity Day?
Iri zuva iri izuva rakanaka rakakosha, asi harina chirevo nechiremera nezviri kuitika iye zvino. Vanga varipo ipapapo sevatungamiriri, the likes of vana Davengwa and then others, they had pulled out. Chii chakonzera kuti vakubva mukati mei neUnity iyoyo? Takutarisa zvekare mutungamiri wenyika pazuva iri aifamba kwese kwese, kana asina kufamba magavenors aienda kunomiririra mutungamiri wenyika yedu panzvimbo dzakasarudzwa dzakasiyana-siyana, vanhu vachiungana. Asi nhasi uno uyu hakuna chero papi poga paenda kunounganwa. Zvarevei kurudzi rwevanhu venyika ino? Sababa vedu vachirumhanzi vachitaura kuti iri zuva iri izuva rakanaka, zuva pachezvaro rinomucherechedzwa kanaka. Asi kuzvoita kwazvona kuti riite chiremera, raakuinda richishaya chimiro kana vacheche chaivo havachatombozivi kuti zvarevei.
Vachirumhanzi, mashoko ari kutaurwa navamukandla.
Ndofunga tinongotaura zvimwe chete. Vataura ishu yavaDhavengwa yokuti vakazobuda, ungaita sei? Ungaramba wakasungirira mombe iyo isani ichada kuti dhonze pajokwe? Saka izvozvo isi irrelevant. Zuva iri harisi romunhu wanengati weZipra kana kuti izuva romunhu weZanu. Izvozvo ndozvokonzeresa kuti nyika isaenderera mberi, tikaramba tingoti Zanu, tikaramba tingoti Zapu. But the most important thing ndeyekuti ivavo vakuru vakazvitanga vanga vaona. Ende vakuru vanenge vatanga nyaya dzakaita saidzidzi, tinofanira kuziva kuti kazhinji kacho vanhu vane wisdom, vane udzamu hwepolitics, zvokuti vamwe ava vari pasi pasi vanenge vasingatombozivi dudziro kana kuti meaning yacho. Zvakafanana nenyaya yeminde yatiri kuwana mazuva anoya. Umwe anokuziva kuti iwe wakamboona munhu mutema anorima, its because anenge asina njere, anokufungidzira kuti murungu ndiye anorima, therefore munda haifani kupiwa vanhu vatema. Asi vanoongorora, vanoudzamu, vane wisdom yekuziva kuti chinonzi independence chii, chinonzi empowerment chii, chinonzi economy chii, kana kuti iyo economy yeZimbabwe inodrivewa nei, ndo vanova nenjiri dzakaita saidzodzo. Saka in short and in brief, issue yeUnity Accord, yes, of course, it might be an issue yokuti vanhu ngavavungane and so forth, but kuti hurumende iite put aside that day, iwewe kana usina kuenda kubasa unofanira kuzvibvunza kuti why ndisina kuenda kubasa.
VaMukandla, ramangwana reUnity Accord kana kuti rechibvumirano chekubatana iri, munoona rakamira sei?
Izvi zvatoenda kumawere mune ramangwana. Kutaura chokwadi chaiko, pamberi patakatarisa apo, tisatarise apa pazvigumo zvedu apa, kana kuti kutifamba tichitarisa zvidodoma, hatitarisei mberi apo pageneration iri kuuya iyi. Nokuti iye mboko kusvika anopinda ipapo asarudzwa uyaizi history yake inotonetsa. Iri right pakuti munhu akanga akamirira hondo, asi kuvanhu manje ndo kwacho kwaasipo zvachose. Zuva iro riri richabva iri reUnity iri richabva richaparara, nokuti development inenge yavepo pamwaka wacho iyoyo inenge yakungoda chete one vice president wenyika.
Vachirumhanzi, ramangwana reUnity Accord
zviri pano napapapa, chero Unity Accord ikasazovapo, my dynamics yenyika iye zvino ndeyekuti pava namaintermarriage zokuti iye zvino at the end of the day kuti utaure napamusoro pokuti hei ndiri mundeveri, hei ndiri mushona, chichichi hazvisiko.
vana vedu majenereshen aripe zvese izvizvizvizvi hazvisi ko ukaona munhu anotaurwa napamusoro pokuti zapu that's an old guard munhu anotaurwa napamusoro pokuti zanu old guard zanu ndonga old guard you know things like that
vanga varagadzira chiri manzwi vanove nhengo yezanu PF manzwowo kubva kuna vamax mukandla aiva vateereri tokuyeuchidzai kuti musakanganwa kupinda muchirongwa chedu chelive talk na 8:30 PM apo tiri kutarisa zvinoreva zuva reunity day anokuoneka nemufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri nichiti murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 22nd, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The purge of cabinet ministers suspected to be aligned to former Vice President Joyce Mujuru continued this week, and with the firing of two ministers and five deputies, including Deputy Justice Minister Fortune Chasi, who says he will remain in ZANU-PF regardless.
Police in Harare say investigations into a disturbing video showing touts harassing and abusing a young woman have started. Most importantly, they want the woman to go to their nearest police station so she can help with the probe.
If a young lady is listening, we want to encourage her to get in touch with the police or organizations like ours, Cultural Sisterhood.
And the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says it will not accept any flawed changes to the country's labor laws after cabinet agreed to amend policies to allow productivity-linked wages.
Our experience is that it destroyed jobs. Workers remained without any protection.
The purge of government ministers suspected to be aligned to former Vice President Joyce Mujuru continued this week, and with the firing of two ministers and five deputies. This brings to 16 the number of ministers who have been fired since last month, including the former Vice President Mujuru. Those fired are Lands Deputy Minister Tendai Savanu, Deputy Minister of Transport Petronella Kakonyi, Minister of State Sylvester Mkuni, State Minister Flora Buka, Deputy Minister of Health Dr. Paul Chimeza, Dongai Muzenda, Deputy Minister of Public Service, Labour and Social Services, and Fortune Chasi, Deputy Minister of Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs.
The letters that were dispersed yesterday were signed by President Mugabe, who is currently on leave outside the country. Meshack Svanda, the Chief Secretary to the President and Cabinet, announced at the weekend that the seven had been relieved of their duties with immediate effect because their conduct and performance were below expectation. However, independent analyst George Mkwananzi tells Studio 7 that performance has nothing to do with the firing because President Mugabe has never fired anyone because of failure to discharge their duty. Chasi, who confirmed receiving the letter on Sunday, tells Studio 7 that he accepts his fate.
I'd say around 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday.
And who brought the letter to you?
I'm not quite sure. I wasn't at my house at the time.
Are you surprised by this development?
From the point of view that one is appointed, I don't think one should be surprised when they relieve their duties. I think from the vantage point of the head of state, I think when he is satisfied that there is a need to either reassign people or remove them from the positions, I think that is a perfectly normal procedure in any organization.
Do you view yourself as a Mujuru loyalist, as being peddled in some reports?
No, not at all. I am just a member of the party. and I do not subscribe to any particular individual. My loyalty is to the organization that liberated this country. So any suggestion that I belong to any particular grouping of people or that I belong to a particular individual is completely erroneous.
Lastly, have you had the chance to sit down and talk to the First Lady after she attacked you for allegedly trying to block her from expanding her interests in Mazowe?
No, I haven't.
But has there been an attempt?
No, I haven't attempted.
And that was the Deputy Justice Minister, former Deputy Justice Minister Fortune Chasi, speaking on the line with the Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. We also reached independent political analyst Charles Mangongera, who says the First Lady, Grace Mugabe, is behind the purge.
I mean, it didn't come as a surprise to many of us who have been carefully watching what's been happening. I think that if you look at some of those ministers and deputy ministers that were fired, you know, some of them were very unpopular with the First Lady. I can give you the example of, you know, Fortune Chasi. He was singled out, you know, in one of the First Lady speeches, and she basically said she didn't like him. So, you know, we knew that this was coming. In fact, this is not the end. I think that as they are on their holiday and reflecting in the Far East, I suspect that there will be a bigger cabinet reshuffle, and I personally would put my money on the First Lady being appointed to one of the portfolio ministries, particularly the gender, women and community development portfolio.
But according to the letters of dismissal, there's a citation of not being able to discharge their duties as dictated by the state. What do you make of that?
No, I think this is just an excuse that the president and those in his office are giving. The truth of the matter is that this is part of the political purge. And most of those, you know, people, if you look at their performance in their ministries, it's not different from any of those that have been left. In fact, some of those that are still in government today, you know, have been performing worse than those that have been fired. So it's got nothing to do with performance.
And that was independent analyst Charles Mangongera. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Harare.
Some ZANU-PF members in Bulawayo say they marked Unity Day by holding prayers at different places in the city. They acknowledge that the day has been almost downgraded since PF ZAPU and ZANU-PF signed the 1987 Unity Accord to end hostilities between the two former liberation parties following internal political strife, which left thousands of people killed and hundreds maimed. Then Prime Minister Robert Mugabe and his bitter political rival and leader of PF ZAPU, Joshua Nkomo, signed the agreement to stop the killings in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces by the North Korean-trained 5th Brigade. The government claimed that Nkomo's party was supporting dissidents that took up arms soon after independence to fight against the ruling party. Nkomo denied that he was supporting dissidents, and Mr. Mugabe once described the killings as an act of madness. Some critics, like Alternative Secretary General Strike Mkandla of a ZAPU group led by Dumiso Dabengwa, which pulled out of the ruling ZANU-PF party, says the accord is now dysfunctional. But ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma believes that the agreement signed by the two parties is irreversible.
I actually tend to know some of the insights that our own vice president said, and one of the things that he definitely said was that remain where I've left you, remain in this unity accord, do not move out of it. So as much as long as we say we respect him, then we must respect that, which means that the unity still lives and it will live on and on. And even our own president right now respects that.
Mr. Mkanja, do you agree with him?
I don't really agree with him. The unity thing never worked from the beginning except to stop the killing of people by the Kukura Hundi terror. So that is the only achievement. Behind that, there is nothing else to show for it. Even today, if Chuma really wants to be honest, now they've even given power to one person to choose even his deputies. There's no pretense even to say in consultation with the former Zapo people. They just sit there to be picked. This is sad that actually the people that came from the Zapo side do not want to face up to the fact that they are guests. They are visitors in ZANU-PF. It belongs to other people. They've never produced a proper deputy. There's always been, they've always produced a second vice president.
Mr.
Second perpetually, that is a disaster.
Mr. Chuma.
Look, and all that thing in spirit and word has been followed ever since that time. But unfortunately, you see, we must all be wary of one thing. When somebody is in a certain position, you're really bound to talk from that kind of perspective. I understand Mr. Mkanda very well. He's speaking from a position of him being in ZAPU that sort of came out of ZANU-PF and stood alone with Comrade Dabengwa and the other fellows that went with him. But what I'm saying is that in reality, when you look at it realistically, following the, to the letter, what Dr. Nkomo and our own other Jim Mugabe and the other people that were around them when that thing was being formed was done, you would discover that nothing has been diverted. We have not gone out of that path. We are still there. We are still within our unit accord guidelines and limits.
I think Mr. Chuma, this is very critical with the truth. This is not the first time ZAPU and ZANU have come together. They did so in 1972 in the ZAPU-ZANU JMC. They never dissolved each other. They did so. They put forces together in ZIPA in Mozambique. They came together in the Patriotic Front. They retained their identities. Now one disappears and the other remains perpetual, and there's no mechanism for ZAPU to reproduce itself within ZANU. It means now ZAPU members inside ZANU are a dying breed. A time will come when there is none left, because they are all former from 1987. But ZANU is producing a lot of young people, including the Kasukuyeres and so on.
Let me come in there. What is the future of the unit accord, Mr. Chuma, briefly?
Mkanda, we need you. Come back home. Come back to ZANU-PF so that we, together, then ZAPU can feel more represented by people like you. But within ZANU-PF, because we're now one, ZANU and ZAPU are now one. They are ZANU-PF. Come back home. Come back where Ubaba Nkomo left us.
That was ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma. You also heard from Alternative Secretary General Strike Mkandla of a ZAPU group led by Dumiso Dabengwa. Both spoke with Studio 7 Skips Dube from Bulawayo.
Never find enough time throughout the year to meet to get together, but not so for many cash-strapped Zimbabweans who continue to reel under the country's economic crisis. Poverty is riddled all over the place, and with just 2 days before Christmas, many Zimbabweans say they cannot afford to celebrate as they used to do in the good old days because money is hard to come by. Ivan Chifera has more details from Harare. I would like to apologize for the breakdown in our transmission for the time being, but we shall be giving you the story in a little while. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America, and right now we're giving you the Christmas story from Ivan Jafera.
Many of those interviewed ahead of the most important day on the Christian calendar said, with many companies closing and those still operating struggling to pay their workers for months, Christmas and New Year holidays have lost their appeal as things go from bad to worse for the poor ordinary person on the street. To make matters worse, the government, the largest employer in the country, is failing to pay its workers and has announced that most of its workers will get their bonuses early next year. Some civil servants are still to get their December salaries. Former Prime Minister and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai says most Zimbabweans are desperately poor, adding they did not have the means to relax and celebrate with their families and friends.
I don't know whether to say Merry Christmas, because I think that the character of any year is measured by the state of the people as we go towards the end of the year. The carnival atmosphere normally associated with this season is no more. We have become a nation of vendors and beggars. Everyone is trying to sell something to somebody.
Harare resident Wakefield Mulilo concurs with Tsvangirai. He says many people have no money to spend on Christmas and New Year holidays. While in the past he would travel to his rural home to be with his parents, Mulilo says he is unable to do so this year.
This Christmas and New Year is going to be a very, very dull Christmas, because basically people don't have money to spend.
An employee who declined to be named at SageMed, one of the companies which has gone for months without paying its workers, told Studio 7 there was no way he could have a decent Christmas without money. He said after months without pay, the company has given employees $70 each for the holidays, an amount he said is too meager to meet his family's demands for the holidays ahead of the January school fees demands and other things. Godfrey Chitowa Mutimba is the secretary of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions Young Workers Council. He tells Studio 7 workers are caught between a hard place and a rock and cannot afford to pay for any festivities. He says Christmas once again, as it has been in the past decade or so, would just be like any other day for many workers and ordinary Zimbabweans.
We don't have a Christmas to talk about. There's no Christmas in Zimbabwe. How can we have a Christmas when people are not employed, when people do not have money?
Former Zimbabwe National Students Union President Clever Bere says 2014 was a very bad year and he expects the Christmas and New Year holidays to be very dull as people have no buying power.
The reality is companies are closing. Many people are losing jobs. The buying power is getting eroded every day. Companies are failing to pay salaries.
He said the situation had been worsened by the ZANU-PF government's failure to create 2 million jobs as promised in the 2013 elections, as well as its failure to resuscitate industry. South African-based Riki Mukonza, who is a public management lecturer at the Tshwane University of Technology and is in the country for the Christmas and New Year holidays, says though Zimbabweans would have a low-key Christmas and New Year holiday, he believes their problems would soon be over as they have suffered for too long.
For that reason, we'll just do the ordinary that any ordinary Zimbabwean would expect.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Now, a look at regional and international news.
An explosion at a bus station in Nigeria has killed at least 15 people. Local officials say the bomb wounded another 21 people at the bus station in Gombe City.
The Associated Press reports at least 786 children in the United States have died of abuse and neglect in a six-year span, saying the children died in plain view of child protection authorities.
And Tunisia has elected veteran politician Beji Caid Essebsi in its first free presidential election since independence from France in 1956.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says it is surprised by reports that Cabinet has agreed to change the country's labour laws to allow productivity-linked wages. National news agency Ziana Today reported that Industry and Commerce Minister Mike Bima had announced the Cabinet approval of the labour reforms to allow company-level bargaining, a move unions say will shortchange workers. Most companies say they are failing to keep up with the current poverty datum line based wage negotiations. ZCTU Secretary General Japhet Moyo tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri that the unions and the government, through their tripartite negotiations, never agreed on productivity-linked wages.
After this approval, it has to go to the AG's office for the AG's office to put that into law. So how that law is going to look like is something which we are interested in looking at.
What effect does this have on workers?
We went through this experience in the 1990s. This is what we also complained when government borrowed the structural adjustment programs. One of the issues was to deregulate the labor laws to allow codes of conduct at company level, removing the ministerial powers in terms of dismissing workers. And our experience is that it destroyed jobs. Workers remained without any protection.
That was Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions Secretary General Japhet Moyo in Harare with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. Studio 7 failed to reach Minister Bima for a comment.
African Union Commission Chairperson Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma says the African Union is working with Zimbabwe and other African countries to ensure their electoral environments are level ahead of possible elections in the near future. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Studio 7's Sandra Nyaira on a formally classified report regarding allegations of voter fraud in Zimbabwe's 2002 elections, Dr. Dlamini-Zuma said the role of the African Union is not just to police elections in troubled countries, but also to help offer solutions.
Our responsibility should not be just police to say, oh, this one has done wrong. But it's to say, how can we ensure that in Africa our elections are credible, they are transparent, they also take into account concerns of the opposition parties and so on. And all along people were saying, oh, the AU will always say the ruling party has won. We were in Malawi recently. We didn't say that. We observed and we said the party that won won. It wasn't the ruling party. Because our ultimate objective is that elections in Africa should be democratic, should be free, should be transparent. So we work with countries to try and make them like that, so that in future that mistake does not happen.
In terms of the Zimbabwe elections, following the agreement between the AU, SADC and Zimbabwe as we go towards 2018 elections, you know, what role is the AU playing in ensuring that all that complicates elections is dealt with in terms of the media, electoral reforms, and all those issues that were pointed out by the AU and the SADC?
Well, what we are doing even now is to follow up on those things. Some of the things are in the law. For instance, the issue of airtime on television and all that radio. In Zimbabwe, it's in the law. They are supposed to get equal time given by the Electoral Commission. But the law also says any political party can over and above buy a time if it so wishes. So I think it's very important to really be objective and look at what the law says. And if the law is wrong, then it's up to the Zimbabwean parliament to look at that. But at the moment, the law says the Electoral Commission should give equal time, which they say they did. But in addition, the law says any party can buy more time. This time, I think ZANU-PF bought a lot of time because we saw a lot of them on the air. In the previous election, the MDC appeared a lot more. Maybe they had more airtime because they bought more. So if that's the law, then if people are dissatisfied, then the AU can't change the law. But the country must then say, okay, maybe you're not allowed to buy airtime. But in all elections, even in Western countries, people do buy airtime. So we are working with all the countries, not only Zimbabwe, but in all the countries, we always observe that this can still be improved, that can still be improved, whether it's in Malawi, whether it's in Zimbabwe, whether it's where. So we are working with those countries, and we hope that by their next elections, those elections will be better than the previous ones.
And that was African Union Commission Chairperson Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma speaking on the line with Studio 7 Sandra Nyaira.
Meanwhile, police in Harare have issued a public service alert calling on ordinary people to provide information that can lead to the arrest of touts who last week shocked the world by harassing and abusing a young woman they deemed was improperly dressed. A police spokesperson told Studio 7 that investigations into the matter have started, but most importantly, they want the young woman in a widely circulated video to go to her nearest police station so she can help with investigations. Women's and rights groups want the authorities to take swift action. Blessing Zulu spoke with Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati, who says police have intensified their investigation into the matter and are appealing to the woman to approach the police.
As police, we now have leads in this case. What we are only appealing for is for this young woman to come forward so that these accused persons can now appear in court and face the full wrath of the law. So we are really appealing to you media guys to play your part so that we can nip this callous act in the bud.
But did you know exactly where this incident happened?
Certainly, we now know the place. We now know the owners of the vehicles involved and the crew, but we cannot reveal the identities until after we have interviewed the complainant.
Has anyone been arrested to date?
Not as yet. That's why I'm saying we can't reveal identities, but we now have the leads and we are appealing to the complainant to come forward so that we can conclude this case.
Chief Superintendent Nyati, what is your message to some men out there who might be entertaining these thoughts of harassing women simply because of their dressing?
We want to send a strong message, Blessing. I want to repeat a strong message that anyone who will be caught while trying to denigrate or undress women will be severely dealt with in terms of the law. For the record, there was nothing sinister about the type of dress which was put on by this young lady on this particular day. So we want to warn these hooligans who are in the habit of drinking beer, taking some drugs. In the process, they engage in careless acts. That is certainly, as the police will not sit by, we will take action.
That was Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati speaking with Blessing Zulu from Harare. Information reaching us is that three people have since been arrested in connection with the incident.
Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye spoke with Talent Jumo of Katswe Sisterhood, a women's rights group that recently held a so-called miniskirt march about the incident.
Young lady is listening, we want to encourage her to get in touch with the police or organizations like ours, Katswe Sisterhood. We have quite a number of people who have come forward who are willing to assist. We have lawyers that have said if she's going to court, we are going to stand with her. The police have also said this should be the end, and they are really hoping that we can put an end to this by making sure that the culprits are arrested. So I want the young sister to feel encouraged, because there is a whole community of people who are willing to support her, including counseling services that may be made available to her if she comes forward. So we encourage her to get in touch with the police or to get in touch with us at Katswe Sisterhood.
You had a miniskirt march in Harare. What effect do you think that march had?
We actually celebrate the fact that the march enabled people from different walks of life to, for the first time, engage in a dialogue around the harassment of women in the streets of Harare. The march was quite effective in that we managed to create a lot of dialogue, and we believe that dialogue is healthy, whether people express negative opinions or positive opinions. But the fact that women can come forward and begin to demand their rights in a safe environment, for us, that is a plus. So we have actually won the hearts of some people who were against us, and also to begin dialogue among people from different walks of life. And as it stands, we have people from different parts of the country working in different sectors. They've come forward to say, we want to help this girl. We are a law firm. We would like to really support her, you know, go through the legal system and ensure that the culprits are brought to book. We have people that are offering counseling services.
And that was Talent Jumo of Katswe Sisterhood speaking to Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye from Harare.
My name is Gosozane Dlamini Zuma, the chairperson of the African Union Commission. I wish all of you a splendid festive season, a blessed year, and a very Merry Christmas.
Now to recap today's top stories. The purge against ZANU-PF members are suspected to be aligned to former Vice President Joyce Mujuru continued this week.
And remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk, when our host will discuss with experts and you, the listener, about Unity Day. This is Sithandekile Mhlanga in Washington.
And I'm Chris Gande, wishing you a pleasant evening and a good night.
Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 22 kuMpalakazi 2014. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe esisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngoSithandekile Mhlanga.
Lo ntungamile inkomo.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kubonakalisa ukuthi impi eyavela iyaqala kungakaze kube khona ingqungquthela yezanu lebe khona iCongress yabo isaqhubeka isiya phambili. Labo ababekelwa ukuthi bazojeziswa ihloka lizokhala lisakhala namanje kubo.
Ukuxotshwa kwabaphathi ntambo abanakanelwa ukuthi basekela owayengumsekeli kamongameli Mugabe, unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru, kuqhubekele phambili ngesonto.
Umelwane lethu, sanceda ngento eyodwa kuphela, ukumisa ukubulawa kwabantu emathebeleleni okwakwenzakale ngesikhathi seguqulawini. Kwaba lokuthula ukuthi abantu babuya, abanye babuya babesegangeni ekokuthiwa ngama-dissidents lawa amalutshwana.
ELeZimbabwe lamhla linanze ikhefu le-Unity Day elasungulwa kulandela ukumanyana kwebandla le-PF SAPU leZANU ngomnyaka ka-1987.
Amapolisa athi adinga untombazana odatshulelwe izigqoko ngabalayitsha izihambi abaziwa ngegama lokuthi ngoWindi eHarare ngeviki edluleyo bemethesa icala lokungagqoki kuhle.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kulo msakazo.
Ukuxotshwa kwabaphathi ntambo bakahulumende abacatshangelwa ukuthi basekela owayengumsekeli kamongameli Mugabe, unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru, kuqhubekele phambili ngesonto. Lokhu kulembiko ethi bakhona abanye abazaxotshwa njalo. Abaxotshiweyo laba ngabathi umsekeli kamphathi ntambo wezokulima uMnumzana Tendai Sabanu, umsekeli ngaphathi ntambo wezokuthwalwa unkosikazi Petronella Kagonye, umphathi ntambo wezeofisi kamongameli uMnumzana Sylvester Nguni, umphathi ntambo wezesizwe unkosikazi Flora Buka, umsekeli ngaphathi ntambo wezempilakahle uMnumzana Paul Chimeza, uMnumzana Tongai Muzenda, umsekeli kamphathi ntambo wezezisebenzi unkosikazi Flora Boga, lo mnumzana Fortune Chasi, umsekeli kamphathi ntambo wezemithetho. Abaxotshiweyo kusukela ngomhlangano weCongress sebefike ithumi lasithupha. Incwadi zokuxotsha abantu laba ezilesandla sikamongameli Mugabe, yena ongekho elizweni okwamanje okukhefu, zithi abantu laba abaxotshiweyo isizathu ngesokuthi bebengaqhubi kuhle umsebenzi. Kodwa ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana George Mkhwananzi utshele uChris Gande weStudio 7 ukuthi ukuxotshwa kwabaphathi ntambo laba yizifiso zikankosikazi Grace Mugabe, hatshi ukungazi umsebenzi.
Okokuqala esingakutsho yikuthi kubonakalisa ukuthi impi eyavela yaqala kungakaze kube khona ingqungquthela yezanu lebe khona iCongress yabo isaqhubeka siyaphambili labo ababekelwa ukuthi bazojeziswa ihloka lizokhala lisakhala namanje kubo njalo kuveza ukuthi le ndoda ayixoleli besingacabanga ukuthi njengoba sekusobala ukuthi ayekufuna kuphume ngendlela kumele kuphume ngayo ku-Congress kwaphuma ngendlela ayifunayo akusadingeki ukuthi aqhubeke balandelela ebagamula laba bantu kodwa uyacaca ukuthi akakaxoli.
Bakhona abathi lokhu kutshengisa izifiso zikankosikazi wakhe ukubana nguye ofuna laba bantu basuke lokhu abesephonga ukugcizelela yena ukubona njani wena?
Ye uzokhumbula phela ukuthi iningi lalaba bantu namhlanje ukuyibona sebesidla imbu yangothi yilabo okuthe ngesikhathi unkosikazi Mgabe ekhankasa bhoda izwe lonke senza imihlangano yakhe badelela abasayanga kuleyo mhlangano basuka bamthuka bamveza ngenye indlela ethile angayithandanga. Yiko ke ngingavumelana nabo laba abantu abathi mhlawumbe lokhu sekuyizifiso zakhe unkosikazi Mgabe esezibonakaliswa ukuthi ulaka lwakhe seluvela ngomyeni wakhe ngoba njengoba sezwa ukuthi lumama unamandla amakhulu awokulawula umyeni wakhe sekusuka nje kube sengathi uyena obusayo.
Manje pho nxa sikhangele ukubana laba abaxotshiweyo bebe sikhanya besebenza gadalala ikakhulu nxa sikhangele umuntu onjengo Chimetsa lo owezempila kahle
into esingakukhumbuzana wena ukuthi ibandla lwezano naye umgabe siqhu sakhe akusubo bantu abazihlupha ngokuthi umuntu usebenza kahle ihulumende iqhuba kahle lokho akusiyo njongo yabo akukaze futhi noma nini kube injongo yabo umuntu kuzano uphiwa isikhundla ngokuthembeka kwakhe kumgabe.
Umnumzana George Mkhwananzi yingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-South Africa. EleZimbabwe namhla linanze ikhefu le-Unity Day elasungulwa kulandela ukumanyana phakathi kwe-ZANU-PF le-ZANU kwezaphu lezanu ngomnyaka ka-1987. Isivumelwano lesi saqeda ukubulawa kwabantu emathebeleleni le-Midlands libutho likamongameli Mgabe ele-5th Brigade lona elabhuqa labulala abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili iningi kungabantu makhaza. Ukubambana kwamabandla la kwaqeda umbhuqazwe lo umkhokheli wezaphu umnumzana Joshua Nkomo waba ngumsekeli kaMgabe. Kusukela lapho umgabe uhleze khetha omunye wabasekeli bakhe ovela kuzaphu njengendlela yokuhlonipha isivumelwano se-Unity Accord. Kodwa kulandela ukuphuma kwamanye amalunga ezaphu kuzanu PF eminyakeni edluleyo ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa, abanye bathi asisatsho lutho lesi sivumelwano. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume isiphathamandla sezaphu umnumzana Strike Mkandla lelunga lezanu-PF umnumzana David Ndlovu. Umkandla usungulele ingxoxo.
Kudala kwedlula esasikulandile isivumelwano lesi senziwa ngoba abantu babebulawa kusukela ngo-82. Yikho uNkomo wathi yena abantu bangaphelela into engekho kungcono sihlangane lanxa sizazuza amalungelo angalinganiyo lawabanye abezanu nxa isivumelwano lesi sizaletha ukuthula elizweni. Yiwo umsebenzi wasomkhulu esawenzayo. Ngaphandle kwalokho isivumelwano lesi siyayangisa kulaba babekuzaphu ngoba sitshengisela ukuthi bavuma ukubuswa ngelinye ibandla.
Ubaba Ndlovu, lingamalunga ezaphu lokhu likuzanu PF siyaliyangisa na?
Kwasiyangisa but ngemva kweminyaka engu-27 ngethwesho singatasi sinanzelile of course ukuthi saphambanza ngemva kweminyaka engu-27. So manje namhlanje umongameli wethu ubaba uNkomo ongasekho ukuthi ngiqale kungikhulumela yena engasekho ukuthi wayena wenza ukuthini yikho lapho lobunzima khona.
Uzulu baba Mkandla, kukhona na akutholayo kusivumelwano lesi?
Well, into yokuqala vele ekhona isivumelwano lesi sanceda into eyodwa kuphela, ukumisa ukubulawa kwabantu emathebeleleni okwakwenzakale ngesikhathi seGugurahundi. Kwaba lokuthula ukuthi abantu babuye, abanye babuya ababesegangeni ekwakuthiwa ngama-dissident lawa amalutshwana, babuya bathiwa hhayi khathesa kusela muntu osegangeni, akusadingi ukuthi kube le mbutho ohamba uhlukuluza abantu emakhaya. Ngaphandle kwalokho vele kasizanga ke sisebenze isivumelwano lesi ngoba bazange balingane abantu kungokuzini kuma-cabinet lakuma-appointments wonke, ngoba kwavele kusenza ama-appointments ayesenziwa yizana lakhathesi enziwa yiwo bahambile bebhoda lapha bekhupha abantu abangama-chairman ama-provinces kwenziwa ngabantu ababevele beyizana. Ubani owayizapho ongakwenza khonokho kwenziwe ngabantu be-Harare uthando bayiphikisa?
Baba Ndlovu, kuyini okutholwa nguZulu kwisivumelwano lesi?
Okwakudala uba umthandazo uthilo angiye ngiphinde kokuthula kokukhona. Now okunye kukhona ukuthi izinto lezi esikhuluma ngazo fose sonke labo baba umkanda ngiyakhumbula wake saba layo kuzala uPF engaphumi, akula ngithi phakathi kwethu loyedwa wathi asike nisilandeleni sivumelane lesi. Kwakumele khona phana sekulokuthula sithi a-a sokuthule kathesi kulezi zinto ezingahambi kuhle kusivumelana asiziqondiseni. Akula ngitho loyedwa umuntu wakulandelelayo khonokho.
Ngisandlovu,
hayi ngizama ukuqondisa uNdlovu ukuthi omkanda sibaningi, ngiyabona singu-4-5 ababe abantu abakhudeleyo kuzapho. Mina ikhadi lezi awunazange liwambe esandleni. Into engayitsho nje ukuthi anizanga ngichothoze abangenileyo phakathi ngoba ngiyakwazi ukuthi uNkomo babeminyezele ukuthi aze angene iZANU-PF, kodwa mina ngokwangazange ngiliwambe ikhadi lezana. Bakhona futhi abadala abanye ababekwi-leadership abangazange balibambe ikhadi, abanjengoNdabami, abanjengo-Aaron Dlovu abangazange babambe ikhadi lezana.
Awuyezwakala baba ukuthi sikanithe sikhuluma ukuthe savumelana ngikwenzisa ngoba sithi sa noma nxa ngikhuluma mina ngeke ngizayisoleke ngoba sonke sasiyi-PF zapho sonke. Akula kwathi ukuvunyelwana khonaphana ngo-1987 awuzange kube lo muntu ngaphandle ngaphoseli umuntu engathi wathatha isikhathi uba kudavenga ngiyavuma uba wathatha almost 2 years engazange abe khona kule ngiyavuma sii, kodwa abanye bonke ha akulo wathi hhayi mina ngiyasala
ngize ngibakhona bakhona umdala uNdabamba ngazi uNdabamba uze wafa kazange abambe ikhadi lezapho
kakhulu imazi kakhulu. Angithi mina abaqonta nayo njengeza ama-individuals yakhona ngithi abaqonta nayo njengebaaina njengezaphu asifuni ngithiawuzange kube khona sonke sakukhondesa kwathiwa izaphu yonke ivumela azange kube nomuntu wasiunayo kukhondesa ezaphu wathi thina hayi asithi ngikwaze kwavota kufikanga kuleso simo into engiyitshona.
Lapho lizwe inxoxo phakathi kukamnumzana David Ndlovu, isiphathamandla sebandla leZANU-PF, exoxa endawonye lomnumzana Strike Mkandla owebandla lezaphu.
Amapolisa athi adinga untombazana odatshulelwe isiqoko ngabalayitsha izihambi abaziwa ngegama lokuthi ngoWindi eHarare ngeviki edluleyo bemethesa icala lokungagqoki kuhle. UChris Kando Studio 7 uxoxele isikhulumeli samapolisa uChief Superintendent Paul Nyathi othi sebelamagama abacatshangelwa ukuthi benze lesi isihluku esisakazwe kubomabonakude lasenkundleni zebulenjini beFacebook leWhatsApp.
Ithina njengamapolisa kathesi sesikwazi ukuthi indawo leyi ingaphi, izimota zangikhona njalo lezibotshwa. Sekusele kuphela ukuthi ucomplainant angabuya kumbe angasithinta indaba leyi, kumele sihambise ecourt. Njalo sithanda ukuthi sinikeze i-warning kulabo abathatha izinto ezidakayo, kulabo esingathi thina abafuni ukunanzelela ilungelo labantu abafazi ukuthi thina njengamapolisa zababopha bahambise ecourt.
Ungasitshela ukuthi manje nxa uluntombazana engabuyanga kuyini okuzenziwa, udaba lolu luzahle lulahlwe na?
Uzabuya kathesa ama-leads akhona, ama-witnesses bayasinika information kathesi senda kukhuluma sonke. Uzabuya untombazana lowo inde umthetho uzabajejisa abafana laba.
Ungathini isixwayiso, ungapha isixwayiso bani kulabo abalengqondo efanayo?
Thina sizababopha, njalo sicela ukuthi umuntu wonke
ananzele ilungelo labantu bonke kakhulu abesifazane.
Leso isikhulumeli samapolisa uChief Superintendent Paul Nyathi. Umbiko esisanda ukwamukela uthi kulabantu abathathu asebebotshiwe phezu kwalolu daba.
There is boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day.
Nyempela ubumumethe ukuningi umnyaka 2014, kodwa ku Studio 7 sithi loba kunjalo asiyugqibeni ngenjabulo, simbonga uSomandla. Nanti ithuba lokubulisa izihlobo labangane ngaleli kefu lekhisimusi lelo mnyaka omutsha. Thumelani i-text message ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318. Nizabala njalo inombolo 1-202-465-0318. La kustudio7news.com. Ulakho njalo ukushiya i-audio message usitshela ukuthi uthakazelela njani ikhefu lalonyaka emangweni okuwo. Ungakhohlwa phela ukubulisa izihlobo labangani. I-Studio 7 ngeyakho.
Abantu abane ababhubhe ngolwesihlanu eMatopo North ngemva kokudubuka kwefriji esebenzisa amandla egas bakhangelelwe ukungcwatshwa kusasa emzini wabo ongaphansi kwenduna uChief Bidi. Omunye wababhubhileyo ubikwa izame ukulumathisa ifriji, kodwa igasi yasichitheka yalumathisa amafutha epetulo abegcinwe khonapho esitolo. Kwatsha abanye laba bona ababikwa bevela emulini yinye. Amapolisa abikwa esithi awasoze akhulume ngalolu daba engekemukeli ngokusemthethweni ugwalo lwesibhedlela olutshengisa imbangela yokubhubha kwalaba bantu. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba, sixoxe lomnumzana Limukani Nkomo, isakhamuzi sakuChief Bidi.
Uhlupho ebesilalo okwakathesi sofa njengoba mina ngilapha ensini koBulawayo, iripoti esengiyitholile ngeke ukuthi wonkona akulo baba osedonethile amabhokisi angu-4 asenelile emsebenzini, kodwa into esilelayo ikudla nemali yefiweli konke nje ukudla, ngigoqela impuphu amakhabithi konke nje into eziyabe zidingwa la ngabantu, le mali yefiweli ezimota zingalezi ezizathwala umsebenzi. Yikho ebesikhala ngakho kakhulu ukuthi abantu mabe lokhu kuzakhulu abantu ababencedisa bangakwanisa ukuthi basincedise, ngoba ilanga lakusasa yikho lapho okuzathathwa khona izidumo.
Bakhangelele ukubekwa ngaphi ababhubhileyo, njalo kuyini okunye okwenziwayo kathesi?
Okubekwa bazabekwa khonapho lapha emzini wangibo lapha abavele behlala khona.
Lo ngumnumzana Limukani Ndebele, isakhamuzi sakuChief Bidi eMatopo, bekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekuBulawayo.
Inhlanganiso yezisebenzi iZCT namhla isole uhulumende ngokuguqula imithetho ephathelane leholo lezisebenzi kungela kukhulumisana lezisebenzi. Umphathintambo obona ngezamandalo kuthengiselana omnumzana Mike Bima uthi inguquko le igoqela eyokuthi iholo lesisebenzi kumele lihambelane lokuthi umsebenzi waso ulethela inkampani inzuzo enganani. Isiphathamandla seZCTO umnumzana Jafet Moyo uthi ayisikho abakuvumeleneyo lohulumende lokhu kunkulumo abazenzileyo.
Ayisikho-ke sasikuvumelaneyo, sasithe khona akukhangele konke nje, sabuya sanika nje umzekeliso we-Convention 131 ekhuluma ngama-minimum wages, i-convention ye-ILO ethi nxa lisetha ama-minimum wages likhangela impilo yezisebenzi lemuli zabo, ibisisithi bese likhangela nje lokuthi umnotho welizwe umi njani.
kodwa nxa sesibala lokuphuma ke emaphepheni ungani hayi ukhangele ulusu olulodwa olwe production kuphela, alusakhangeli ukuthi imuli ukuze ikwanise ukuphila ifanele ithole imali engakanani. Kungani kuyasimangalisa, sesibhalileke sibhalela ke uhulumende sifithi asichasisele ukuthi kungaba liqiniso elingakanani lokhu esikubalayo kumaphephandaba.
Engaliphendula uhulumende esithi yebo elikubalayo kuqondile, elikhangelela ukuthatha amanyathelo bani?
Silendlela eziningi esingazenza. Sile tripartite negotiating forum, iko lapha esizake sike sihlale phansi lohulumende. Sile lapha esingakhambisa khona izindaba zethu nxa singavumelani, nxa uhulumende ayamukela ke iconcept ye-social dialogue.
Umnumzana Japhet Moyo isiphathamandla seZCTU obexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930 12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Ilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Isizalwane zeZimbabwe ezehluleke ukuya dlala ikhisimusi lezihlobo labangane ekhaya ngenxa yemisebenzi zithi zifisela abasekhaya ikhisimusi enhle. Lanxa kunjalo bathi labo ngelanga lekhisimusi baza la izisu zigcwale phambi ngoba buze bavume abanathayo. UBenedict Nhlapho usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Sezithengiwe zivele emlonyeni, onamneda abanathwayo labo sebekhona, kanti ke sekusaziwa leqhude imbuzi loba inkabi ezadliwa ngekhisimusi. Minyaka yonke izalwane zeZimbabwe esebenza kwele South Africa zilibheke ngamehlo abomvu ilanga lekhisimusi njengoba kuyiso isikhathi abathola khona ithuba lokubuyela ekhaya besiyahlangana lesihlobo labangane kujatshulwa. Ngokusweleka kwenhlandla bakhona bathi inhliziyo zibomvu ngalekhisimusi njengoba behlulekile kuye ekhaya ngenxa yemsebenzi. Loba kunjalo abeZimbabwe laba bathi amazinyo aseloliwe sebelindele nje ukuthi kuse elango lwesine izisu zigcwale phambi. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Nkosinathi Mhlanga ngomunye wezalwane seZimbabwe ezidlalela ikhisimusi lapha eGoli. Uthi-ke amafriji asevele esesisitheka ngohlobo lonke lukagazana kukoqela leza ngaphakathi. Lapha eGoli-ke uthi bazabe besidla inyama njengenyama bebubhudla santando, kanti ngasemculweni kuzabe kuqhunswa ezigijimisa igazi.
Hey, nazojabula ngiselane eGoli. Bemfisa basemkhuzana mfantsho omsebenzi kahle kahle. Fisa abafowethu bedle kahle ukhisimusi, bejabule kahle, then don't drink and drive. Bephephe nje.
Ngakusuye yedwa Nkosinathi othi uzayidlalela eGoli eyalonyaka. Ijahe elisakhulayo uMessiah Dube uthi njengoba iningi selihambile ekhaya sekusele bona bodwa eHillbro, zizabe zimbiwe nguLinda ngekhisimusi yalonyaka. Uthi-ke kwabasekhaya lidle lingayixoleli ngoba laye ngapha uzayithwalisa amagabavu zayo.
Hayi, mina ngizayidlela khona lapha eGoli South Africa. So besishaya ishisa nyama, kodwa mina ngisifiso sami isikhathi sakhona esesingihlulile lami bemfisa ukuyahlanganela nabanye khona lekhaya, ngoba kuya kulo mcimbi mhla ka-25 eSt Joseph, kube lo mcimbi mhla ka-26 eMaphisa. So lami bengifisa ukuya khona uma isikhathi sakhona esesingihlulile. Mina ngiseshi awayidlale kahle, nami mhlawumbe ngomunye umnyaka ngizobe ngikhona lapho siyidlala nje sonke, bemfisa ukuthi sihlangane.
Akakufihli ukuthi inhliziyo ibuhlungu njengoba ubefisa laye ukuyayidla le muli lesihlobo eZimbabwe, kodwa wehlulwa ukuthi uzabe esebenza. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Oh, ngunkosazana Dlamini Zuma, usihlalo we-African Union. Ngithi nginifisela ukhisimusi omuhle, nginifisela nonyaka omusha, onenhlanhla, onokunethezeka, onoxolo, onako konke enikufisayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Hula, what's up, mama? Umtanamu ya kula.
Izakhamizi kanye lengcwethi ezicubungula izenotho zithi kumqoka ukuthi uhulumende ekwabeni imali aqakathekise uhlangothi lwezempilakahle ukuze luqhubeke luthuthukisa inhlelo ezifana lokuqeda udubo lwabesifazana abalahlekelwa ngumphefumulo bebeletha kanye lengculaza. Unothando Sibanda usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lonyaka belusebenze ngendlela encomekayo kakhulu ekuqedeni ukumemetheka kwengculaza, ukwehlisa inani labesifazana elifa libeletha kanye lokuqeda imikhuhlane yoqhuqho kanye lofuba. Phezu kwalokhu, uhlangothi lolu lwenelisa ukuxakulula amaphahla ayezelwe ebambeni esiswini obekungumsebenzi wakuqala ukuphathwa kuleli ngodokotela labo siyaziba kuleli. Lanxa konke lokhu kuncomeka, abacubungula ukuhlala kukaZulu bathi kuyakhathaza ukuthi nxa kukhangelwa ukwabiwa kwemali kubudget, kukhanya iningi lemali liyaphelela kuholo lezisebenzi kungela yokuthuthukisa izibhedlela, ukuthenga imithi kanye lemitshina etshiyeneyo kanye lokwehlisa indleko zokwelatshwa. Umnumzana Khumbulani Maphosa, osebenza kwezamalungelo oluntu, uthi ibhajethi yalonyaka iveza ukuthi uhulumende kaqakathekisi ilungelo lempilakahle kaZulu, ikakhulu nxa kukhangelwa umumo wezibhedlela zakuleli esezijiye abalemali besiyadinga ukwelatshwa phandle kwelizwe, kuthi abangela zikhwama ezikhudumalayo bafela ngemikhuhlane ebingelapheka. Uthi ingcwethi kwezonotho zelizwe sezike zatsho ukuthi indlela ibhajethi yomnyaka ozayo ehlelwe ngayo akusoze kube le mali yokuthuthukisa ezempilakahle okuluhlangothi olulokhu ludinga usekelo kulandela iminyaka eminingi lingathuthuki.
Inkinga enginanzelelayo ukuthi nxa sikhangele ezempilakahle siqathanise lebhajethi yethu, ngani kasitshengisi ukuya phambili njengelizwe ukuqakathekisa ezempilakahle. Njengoba abanye sebeke batsho nabanye abacubunguli bezomnotho beke bakukhangela ukuthi ngani ibhajethi le igijimisa kakhulu ezezimali zokuholwa ngabantu, nezamahofisi abantu, ikhohlwa ukwenza lokho esingathi i-service delivery, ukuthi umuntu athole kuhle i-service kumbe athole ilungelo lakhe.
Unkosikazi Mabel Nsingo oyisakhamuzi uthi uhulumende uzamile kakhulu ukuthuthukisa uhlangothi lwezempilakahle kodwa ubephathiswa kakhulu yimali evela kwamanye amazwe. Uthi lokhu kutsho ukuthi uhulumende uyehluleka ukuhlela imali yakhe ngendlela eyisebenzisa kubaphathi ntambo bethenga imota okungapheliyo kodwa uZulu engatholi lutho. Uthi lanxa kunjalo kumele izisebenzi kuhlangothi lolu zitshayelwe ihlombe, ikakhulu kumsebenzi owenziwa ekuhlukaniseni amaphahla ezelwe ebambene esiswini, ngoba lokhu kuveza ukuthi ubuciko bonke obudingakalayo bukhona elizweni, kuswelakala imitshina nje lemithi.
Kodwa-ke silokhu sisifisa ukuthi aluba ngakuya phambili ukuthi abantu bathole i-equipment eningi ezakwenza ukuthi benelise ukuthi izinto ezincinyane bazenze ezibhedlela eziningi ezijiyeneyo kweleZimbabwe, hhayithi kuphela ukuthi zenziwe ezibhedlela ezinkulu. Ngokunjalo siyakunanzelela ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe kwezempilakahle sebethethe inyathelo elingani litheba liphezulu sibili. Izinto abazenzayo zikhanya ziyaphumelela ngoba abantu abaningi bathola usizo.
Esethula ibhajethi yomnyaka ozayo, umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa kuphe imali engaphezu kwe-13 lezigidi zamadola, i-$13.1 million, ukusekela inhlelo zokuqeda udubo lwabesifazana elilahlekelwa ngumphefumulo libeletha. Uthi imali yezinye inhlelo ezigoqela ukuqeda ukumemetheka kwengculaza kanye lokuqeda umkhuhlane wofuba loqhuqho, amadola angaphezu kwekhulu lamathumi amahlanu ezigidi, i-$155.9 million, izavela kwezinye inhlanganiso ezigoqela i-Global Fund, kuthi eyokusokwa kanye lokuvikela kokuthelelwa kwensane ingculaza zibelethwa izaba sesikhwameni se-United Nations Development Programme, i-UNDP. Kodwa kusenjalo, uhulumende uthi uzathengela inkokheli zomdabu imota ezibiza amadola azinkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu lanhlanu, i-$35,000 nganye. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguNothando Sibanda.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukunanzwa kwekhefu le-Unity Day.
Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani nguhlelo.
I guess sesifike komlindi uyacina kodwa singakehlukani sikhangele ebezikhokhela kuhlelo.
Ukuxotshwa kwamalunga edale lePhalamende yacatshangelwa ukuthi asekela wayengumsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru kuqhubekele phambili ngempela sonto.
EleZimbabwe lamhla linanze ikhefu le-Unity Day elasungulwa kulandela ukumanyana kwezaphu lezanu ngomnyaka ka-1987.
Amapholisa athe adinga untombazana odatshulelwe isigqoko ngabalayitsha izihambi abaziwa njengokuthi ngowindi eHarare ngeviki edluleyo bemethesa icala lokungagqoki kuhle.
Kwanelo kwalamhlanje zulukandaba olivalelisayo ngutungameli Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga, sikhona pha e-Washington DC.